100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Weekly challenge? Yeah. That's why I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topics for this week, it's a pick two, Remember Only This, Scope, Church, Melt, Fade, and Bear. There were a bunch of stories that came in this week, and let's go ahead and listen to them. Now, if these inspire you to come up with your own story, well, send it in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. How's that?
Greetings, this is Jay Radimus, back for Weekly Challenge 780, Pick 2 Topics. My story doesn't have a title, and it was kind of a last-minute piece to keep my streak alive. So, here we go. In the remnants of our online society, after the apocalyptic flame wars over food debates, the silence was broken by the call for peace. Seek not for what is best, or you will risk missing out on enjoying what is good. This new online religious movement preaches a hedonism found in moderation, pleading with the remaining self-important and self-aggrandizing pedants to set aside their judgments. Don't yuck someone else's yum, they preach. I am returned from that dark future time to forewarn you now. I plead with you to remember only this. Do not read the bottom half of the internet. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The vet's schedule is imprinted on my brain. For many months, that was the most important schedule in my life. Mondays and Tuesdays, morning and afternoon. Wednesdays, afternoon and evening. Thursdays, night shift. Fridays, not there. There were other vets there, of course, but it wasn't the same thing. They hesitated, read the files 10 times, messed up the meds. And I used to ask, not sure whom, please, please don't let him get really ill on a Friday or weekend. The vet's schedule is still imprinted on my brain. But I don't need it anymore. My kitty is gone. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Toto Brazzolino here. And for this week's pick two, I've chosen Church and Bear. The church in the woods was not yet a ruin, but the interior was stripped bare. Is this safe? I asked. Oh, come on, my girlfriend said scornfully. They can't watch everything. They probably don't even know this is here. Not much to see, I said. Where do they kill and eat their god? It wasn't like that. Well, what was it like? You're too scared to want to know, she snapped. When are you going to get a backbone? Right now, I decided. When we got home, I'd report her as a religionist to the Ministry of Truth.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge. Number, I think it's 780, with a pick two challenge. Yep, it's 780. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert ran across the grass to Linoleumanda. She dropped the cat, which yowled and melted away into the darkness. Linoleumanda, what are you doing at our Airbnb? She smiled. Oh, hi, Bilbert. She turned to his parents. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Blanketmaker. I was just looking for my cat. That's my house across the street, next to the church. Mr. Withybottom stood on the front porch, his fists on his hips.
Lenny, get away from those people. If you remember only this one thing, you might live to graduate from high school. Those crazy people are a bad influence.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, hopefully with a better story.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is, what are you willing to do? COVID is killing churches. It's sort of under the radar. Many were actually just holding on by their spiritual fingertips. For years, I was a UU trustee. We had weathered major size reduction based on the secondary retirement syndrome. You think the home in the country is your final destination. Forgive the ref. Then illness sets in. Bam! You're back in the Bay Area at some miscellaneous child's back bedroom. Now, the COVID has reduced membership to single digits. People are just drifting away. We are just fading away. Hard to watch something so hopeful fade away. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, this is Dwayne, and this is my story for the Weekly Challenge 780, which was a pick two. So on to the story. As time goes by, the memory tends to fade and you might forget a few things. Important events get etched in your mind and stay fresh forever. Favorite movies and songs tend to stick. You never forget a great movie. My favorite is Casablanca. It has that guy, you know who I mean. Classic story that imprints on your mind. I think the movie had the French and Nazis causing trouble in his bar, and he had to run off. Not only a great movie, but it has an unforgettable song. Remember only this, your kiss is on my list.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
They always used to laugh at me. They'd mock me and say that if ever I dared to set foot inside a church, I'd most likely melt into a sinful puddle of evil, unable to bear anything, even remotely good or holy. Maybe they were right after a fashion. I've hardly been a model of decorum and decency. But nobody's perfect. Not even that bunch of holier-than-thou hypocrites. So, I burn down the church. And, all of them, burn along with it. Somewhat ironic, don't you think, that it was they, not me, who melted within its sanctuary.
Good morning, this is Richard, and for my pick two story, I've selected Remember Only This and Fade. The story's called Words of Wisdom. It was, I suppose, one of those formative moments in life. In his last moments, as I sat at my dying father's bedside, he beckoned me closer and breathed the words to me. Son, if you make nothing more of your life, remember only this. The wisdom he then imparted meant little to me at the time, and over the years, consumed only with life's purely material things, his words began to fade, until eventually forgotten. And now, lying on my deathbed, desperate to impart a lasting gift of wisdom to my own son, I simply cannot remember those words. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Frederick's head injury left him a vegetable. The only memory left in his head was the church he was found in. A cult's sacrifice, rescued from death by the police, but caught in the crossfire. Holding his bleeding head in his hands, Frederick tried to scream, but nothing came out. His surroundings fading from view, 7 surgeries later, kept alive, but for all intents and purposes gone. Staring out the window, if you sing a hymn or read scripture, he will smile. Put a spoon or straw in his mouth and he will swallow. One cruel orderly feeds him roaches.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the Pick 2 topics. You can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to see the text of the stories, links to people's websites to learn more about them, archives of over 15 years of stories, all sorts of things. The topic for next week, well, go to the website. You'll see it up there, all right? Thank you for being a part of this, and as everyone gets vaccinations and, you know, gets sick anyway, hopefully everything's going to be okay until the next variant comes out because some place doesn't, you know, whatever. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.